7:57 here on the ticket. There we go.
For some reason, it's not playing the open, Norm. Or George.
Yeah, I'm George.
What the hell's going on here?
Bob? I don't know, but it is time for the emergency break of the week. And it's brought to us by Starwood Motors. Next week, we'll get you a big intro and get you real excited. Kind of like when you tune in for the NFL today or something like that. But it is time for another year of the e-break, and what better way to start it with an e-break? We'll give you three candidates, give you a chance to vote on them. And two of them are actually from our own Norm. Now, during the holiday season, Norm works a tough schedule. He works for us, which means he's working early in the morning. He's not getting much sleep. He does the Normathon. He's doing cowboy post-game shows. And he just doesn't get much sleep, and he gets a little surly.
Plus, he does something weird with his vacation. He takes it all in February.
Right.
So by the time December rolls around, he's fried anyway.
Boy, and he had a really bad turnaround, too, because he did Cowboys postgame after Sunday Night Football and then hosted Morning Drive.
He told us about that yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said he slept for about an hour on the bench up here.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
So, and plus his prep room's not ready yet, so Norm's not happy. Oh, we're getting a wave off on that? Okay. All right. So, Norm, we got it established. Norm's been in a sour mood for a couple of weeks. And while we were away, he was in a sour mood. And that meant that he's all ready for a cowboy fight.
Norm, I'm not saying that Garrett's not dealing with a short deck.
Well,
I am telling you is he is not the answer. And he's had enough time to show some intangibles.
Chris,
to show
who,
us something.
Who is the answer? Who is the answer? Wait a minute. No, no, Chris. Chris, stop. Wait. Gailey? Campo? Parcells?
Now you're being ridiculous.
No, no, Chris. Who's the damn trouble here, Chris?
Well, Jerry, of course.
Okay, that's good. So we'll keep firing coaches and not fire Jerry.
Don't say keep firing. It's been 3.5 years and we're talking about firing more assistants. Without firing Garrett, that's ridiculous. He's
fire them all and go 6-10 next year and fire him then.
I'm about to call you Mickey, Norm.
I'm about to call you. Please quit dreaming.
I'm no different than 80% of the other real estate.
I don't give a damn about the other 80%. Look at what the real problem is. You're pointing the finger at something that isn't the real problem.
Let's find Garrett for another 10 years.
Chris, it's people like this who allow Jerry to exist. You keep saying, let's fire the coach. Let's fire the coach. We had a 10-win team here. God, this was a 12-win team here. We should have won 15. The problem here is the mismanagement in the front office.
Good Lord.
Boy, I want to know what he was about to call
What
him.
Was Norm about the calling?
You know it's going to get good when the caller says, Norm.
Yes, I
when
know.
When he uses Norm's name.
And that engages Norm, too. That's when he takes out his musket, and he's really ready to go. All right, so that's Norm fighting with caller. This is Norm a little bit tired from the holidays, not really knowing the exact way to throw it to a break or to continue his segment, and it confused Jer, and it's a really funny moment.
Thing you can't question? Holy cow, he makes some crazy plays. He makes some crazy plays. Next, 4 upsets in the 6 New Year's Day bowls. South Carolina upsets Wisconsin, Michigan State upsets Stanford, Nebraska upsets Georgia, and the whopper upset of this season, Central Florida, a 17-point dog, takes down the Baylor Bears.
This is the ticket. Dallas-Fort Worth All
Sports. Oh.
You did kind of make it sound like...
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then you paused for like...
No, I'm sorry. That was my fault. That was... The pause was too pregnant. My fault.
Mm-hmm. 8.5-month pause.
Yeah. Congratulations to UNT. What a performance.
This is so awkward.
I don't understand that. That sounded like the perfect tease.
Right.
Yeah. It did.
Yeah.
And there was a good long 3 second pause. Yeah. I gave him time to continue his thought. Well, and when he didn't, I just like, okay, hit the button.
Was it time for a break?
Yeah, it was about 11:06, which should have told me it was too early for him to break.
But, the sorority, yeah, it was about 8:30.
And then, will the congratulations to UNT become the next in the Pro Bowl yesterday?
Yeah, it might.
Maybe. Oh, man.
Congratulations to UNT.
Well, let's hear it again while we're at it.
Right. Thing you can't question? Holy cow, he makes some crazy plays. He makes some crazy plays. Next, 4 upsets in the 6 New Year's Day bowls. South Carolina upsets Wisconsin, Michigan State upsets Stanford, Nebraska upsets Georgia, and the whopper upset of this season, Central Florida, a 17-point dog, takes down the Baylor Bears.
This is the ticket. Dallas-Fort Worth Falls.
Oh.
You did kind of make it sound like...
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you paused.
No, I'm sorry. That was my fault. That was the pause was too pregnant. My fault.
Mm-hmm. 8.5-month pause.
Yeah. Congratulations to UNT. What a performance
yesterday. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Boy, and the way he finished it, the way the Baylor Bears. Yeah.
So emphatic.
Yeah.
I think that's a great team.
Take down the Baylor Bears. Yeah. We got a huge breakdown of that Fiesta Bowl coming up next.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And then did this happen last week or yesterday? Jer,
this happened over vacation.
Okay.
I was emailed about it by several people.
This happened while we were away. Jonathan Fahey, you know, he's always up to something when he's doing ticket tickers.
Mm-hmm.
He said a really bad word.
Oh, yeah.
That starts with a C.
Mm.
The worst word you could say that starts with a C while we were on vacation while doing a ticker.
Only one game in the NBA so far tonight as Boston gets by the Andrew Bynum-less Cavaliers 103-101. Bynum suspended indefinitely for the team conduct detrimental to the team. The Mavs play the Bulls at 7. Rockets and Pelicans also get going at 7. And the Heat play the Trailblazers at 9.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
And that's the support he gets, guys going, whoa, hey, wait.
Why is that word... That's the most accidental cuss word ever, right?
Yeah.
It's like people don't accidentally say the other words.
No.
But here on this station, just about every one of us has accidentally said that word.
Yeah.
I think both C words, actually, because I did the other C word.
The male C word?
Oh, did he do the female C word?
He did the female.
Yeah, he was trying to say conduct, and he shortened it a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shortened it a lot.
Yeah. No, I did that female one on an SMU game, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
I did the male one on one of those Channel 8 Big DNYE things when I was trying to say the Corbell Cork Pop contest.
Oh, no.
All right, so those are your 3 candidates. Norm Fighting, Norm Fake Tease, or Jonathan Fahey. 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Norm for wanting to see UNT go farther.
Okay, easy there.
Watch it. Easy. Was that a Fahey vote?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think it was Norm.
Okay.
And the UNT thing. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George.
Yep.
Just want to give you, just want to apologize to you for giving you all the grief this year about North Texas being a sorry-ass team.
See? Told you.
And just want to know if you want to make love to me.
No.
Oh, that's a good question.
No, but thank you for your apology.
That's a very good question.
Thank you for your apology.
He just wants to know that.
Yeah, well, I gave him his answer.
If you want to make love.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, I'm David Moore, and I just finished watching Millionaire Matchmaker, and I'm not a fan of what Jonathan Fahey just said.
Come on.
All right.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, this is Juan Grande, and I want to vote responsibly. I'm going to vote for Juan Fahey and the legalization of cannabis. Thank you.
Okay. Mm. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Well, I just want to see if you still want to make love.
I would just stop it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Guys, put me down for Norm and Mike Sutton's magical merkin.
Which Norm?
The second one.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Do it. you throw it in my butt. I love you, Karen.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a Norm vote.
Yeah, but which,
I know,
one?
But which one?
I vote for the first one.
I think so, because he started to have
fighting.
Started to have a, and which one, or something like that.
Yeah. All right, hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This is Ground Reflection, the anti-sky mirror.
Ground Reflection, the anti-sky mirror. Okay.
Yes. I would like to vote for that small real estate. Thank you.
That small real estate.
I think that's number three, the Fahey mistake.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I would like to vote for the young man who had the misconduct.
Okay, that's a Fahey vote, too. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, am I on the All-American Anti-Obama e-break?
Yeah.
Cool. Norm, number two, congrats to Cubes on the pregnancy, and you're my mighty men.
Okay. Norm number two.
Yeah, boy, we're almost to the one-year anniversary of You Are My Mighty Men.
Yes, we are.
You are my mighty men.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Is the answer Mike Hunt?
He's referring to a gentleman named Michael Hunt. That
is voting for Jonathan Fahey?
That is not the answer, but it could be spun into a vote for Fahey. Okay. Yes.
How? And then we have a winner. Wow. Jonathan Fahey upsetting Norm. To start off 2014.
Only one game in the NBA so far tonight as Boston gets by the Andrew Bynum-less Cavaliers 103-101. Bynum suspended indefinitely for the team conduct detrimental to the team. The Mavs play the Bulls at 7. Rockets and
the
Pelicans also
get
going
two.
At 7.
That's what he said.
The Warriors at 9.
He was really swerving.
He was
suspended
for the team 4-2. Team for 2 and 2
for team. How many wins is that for
that
Jonathan
is
Fahey?
The third win for Johnny Top of the Morning Fahey.
He's kind of splashed on the scene here.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, he's made a huge wave
in the e-break world.
All right, Jonathan. 8:09 here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The ticket.
Congratulations to UNT. What a performance yesterday in the second half.
Up next, Downtown Living. Could you do it?